a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Okay, so I'm talking to a voice that will be very familiar to Jodcast listeners, Pamela Gay. How was CAP 2010 for you? What have you enjoyed most this week?
It's been an absolutely amazing week, listening to all these people from all these nations and how they're able to do outreach to literally tens of thousands of people with almost no resources. It's been truly inspiring, and I think the most amazing thing of all is, well, as Kevin Grovender said tonight, they're not just teaching astronomy and they're not just doing astronomy outreach, they're teaching society and culture and impacting change.
One of the things that's come out of talking to the African guys is they're trying to use astronomy to do more than just teach astronomy, they're trying to use it as pathways into science and engineering to try and get change in their countries.
Yeah, there's so many things I just never thought of that came out in this meeting. I do a podcast, it goes out to the globe, I get mail from the globe, but I never actually thought about it. And listening to them, there's something special about trying to respectfully teach the science of astronomy to people who see the sun as a god, and how do you respectfully explain to these people the life cycle of stars when that means their god will die? Mm. It's such a challenge, and yet they're out there every day trying to do this.
Yeah, it must be hard in some places to be culturally sensitive and still try and get the science across. It's a very tricky thing to do, isn't it?
And the need to be sensitive is one of the things that keeps coming up over and over. Because if you aren't sensitive, you're going to turn people off to the message. This is a problem that we've had in the United States with some of our Native American tribes, where our study of the moon, we've just completely stomped all over their religious views of the moon. And we're learning mistakes at a time, but we're learning, and these people seem to have just, from the start, found that wonderful balance of respect, but here's science, and science is the way your people will improve and your lives will improve.
Mm. There's a big push to try and capture some of the indigenous knowledge as well. So again, coming into somewhere with the science and telling them this is how it is sort of, you're risking losing that native knowledge, so there's a big push to try and record some of that and get it documented, which is really interesting.
And there's been a number of different groups that have talked about the sky lore, the sky myths that they've been capturing and recording and creating children's books and adult histories out of. And I have to say, that's just a wonderful thing. My nerdy sci-fi background, I learned all the constellations because I was a Battlestar Galactica fan, and they kept naming their characters after Greek gods, and those are constellations, so I was a fan of Cassiopeia, so I found Cassiopeia in the sky. Well, this is, it's a gateway into the imagination of children, and if you can inspire, if you can captivate, you're going to catch them so much easier than you are with cold, dry facts at that age. It's just a brilliant way to get into it. And other little things that have come in that are showing that people are impacting change in so many different ways. They were talking earlier about the Universal Awareness Program that has this little critter, a little monkey dude with a helmet, and he's an alien who comes into the schools, and he's curious, and he's telling the children his stories and listening to theirs, and through this creative dialogue, they're teaching astronomy and teaching planets. And what they found is they're also teaching acceptance of others, where they're showing that, in one case, a girl from a foreign country coming into a classroom was instantly embraced, where normally that would never happen. It's meaningful change that is knocking down borders, and there's so many projects here that are specifically about knocking down national and cultural borders to share one science.
It's a fantastic message, and let's hope that it continues.
All we can do is keep promoting, sharing, and telling people to look up and tell everyone around them about what they've learned.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Pamela.
My pleasure.